It's the first week of August. It's been mostly warm, clear. My phone tells me it's 91 degrees outside right now. Just a perfect New England summer. Of course, because of the coronavirus pandemic, most of us wear a mask whenever we leave the house. And the pandemic has changed so many aspects of our daily lives, including how we eat out and how we think about summer vacation. Maybe we're doing more staycations or day visits and road trips in our six beautiful New England states. Or maybe you're still trying to figure it out, where you want to go and how to get there. So we've brought in two people to discuss great places to travel and eat that aren't too far from home. Joining us now is Brenda Wynn. She's a Boston-based travel writer who runs Wandering Boston Eater, a travel and food Instagram. Brenda, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
And joining us from her RV somewhere in the wilds of Maine is Amy Traverso. She's senior food editor for Yankee Magazine. Amy, welcome back to you.
Thanks for having me.
And you out there, give us a call. What are your favorite spots around New England? Have you made your travel plans and have you changed them already this summer? Are you revisiting any places that you haven't been for a while? Restaurants, day trips, week-long trips, you name it. Give us a call. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And I should note that there is a tropical storm headed our way midweek. But again, for the most part, it's been beautiful. So, Amy, tell us where you are right now and what you're doing in this RV.
So we're having a new experience this summer. We are having an RV trip up the coast of Maine all the way to the border of Canada. We got our COVID tests and headed north. It was partly in response to the fervent desire of one of our child who was really hoping for an RV trip, and we were kind of putting it off. And this year we pulled the trigger. And, you know, it's kind of a good year to be doing it because every vacation, I think, is more outdoor oriented than before. And this is a very outdoor oriented RV trip. And so right now I'm in Sebago Lake, which is kind of southern Maine, but tomorrow we'll be driving the entire down east trail up all the way to Eastport.
Sounds beautiful. Sampling the local flavors on the way, I'm sure.
Exactly.
And Brenda, how about you? How have you been thinking about this summer in the city and around the city?
So I've definitely been staying, you know, just in and around the city. I'm based here in Boston, and it's definitely been challenging because I have, you know, I often try to just go out and explore and travel abroad if I can. So this is definitely a different way of thinking about how to explore what has already been in front of us all along and seeing what may have been an area or a location that I've missed or overlooked, and taking the time to re-explore the beauties that New England has to offer.
So what have you re-explored?
So I've been doing just a lot around the city where I'm hanging out in the Charles, and I'll just do Island Creek oyster deliveries to my apartment. So in that way, I can just shuck some oysters just right by the water, really taking advantage of just all the takeout that the restaurants are offering here in the city. Specifically at the beginning of quarantine, just, you know, getting the Blossom Bar cocktail mixers that were available and getting those, preparing some cocktails and just enjoying them just in an outdoor manner that may not have been applicable or something I would have really thought about previously. Trying to think of more picnic opportunities as well too. But you know, just really trying to explore just the parks and everything as well that we have, and making sure we're just maintaining safely with our distance as well too.
Right. Maintaining social distance, making sure we have our masks on. I want to invite our callers back here into this conversation. It's 1-800-423-8255 is the phone number. Call us up with some of your travel plans, your travel recommendations, cities and towns, places to visit here in New England during this pandemic summer. I want to go to Diana. She's calling from Burlington. Diana, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So what's on your mind? Where are you traveling?
We've been traveling everywhere that we can by car within about an hour or two. So we do Maine a lot, and we do the local beaches when we can. But I have to say, I haven't been to the Vineyard in like 15 years. So recently we were there, had a wonderful time, and then went to Nantucket most recently as well. So I just feel like New England is a great place to explore towns, little, beautiful little towns. But also, it's a great time to explore it. During the summer, it's the best time of the year. So I'm not sure why people go other places.
Well, this year it's a lot harder to go other places. Do you have any beach recommendations, yeah. Diana?
I love Cranes Beach. I'm a huge fan of the North Shore. You're so clean.
Singing in my heart.
The sand is great. Yeah. I just wish that Wingashique wouldn't have the limitations on residents only. I see them as public beaches, and I really wish that they would open them up to all Mass residents. So,
got it. Well, thank you, Diana. Thanks for the call. Amy, yeah, how about that? I mean, this idea that the beaches, not everywhere, are accessible to folks.
Yeah, that's really painful because our favorite day trip from Boston is up to Good Harbor Beach in Gloucester, and we sort of have our little ritual, and we're living without that this summer. And I think one of the great things about Boston is it's so easy to get out and to get into places like beautiful beaches or hikes. You know, as a city, it's so accessible to everything else. You know, I understand the desire to protect local residents. And I think probably people in these resort towns feel like they kind of give their town over to us every summer. And they, you know, they deal with the crowds and the congestion, and they know that their economy depends on it. And I think this year is a year where they're kind of saying, look, this is ours, and we want to be able to enjoy this and be safely distanced. And we can't do that if the whole world is showing up at our doorstep. So that's what's happening. I mean, you know, here in Maine, you have to have a COVID test to get in, or you mm-hmm. have to agree to quarantine for 14 days. So, you know, we were aware of that when we made our travel plans and got tested. I kind of am pro anybody doing whatever they need to feel like they're keeping their community safe, but I do miss the beaches.
Yeah. 1-800-423-8255 is the phone number. Give us a call. What are you doing this summer here around New England? I want to go to Denise now. She's calling from West Newbury. Denise, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks for having me. So we just finished our mid-Maine coast RV trip and did our Maine certificate of compliance and hit Cape Natick, Maine, the Dixon Family Campground, and had a great time there. And then went up to Poland Springs Campground in Poland, Maine, hit Sebago Lake also, and Grafton Knot State Park, which was just fantastic. And for food, you know, we cooked at the campsite, but got Glidden Point oysters from the Damariscotta River delivered right to the campsite for us.
Oh, so, you can do that? You can get it delivered to the campsite? Maybe I'm a camper now.
Overnight delivery. They deliver on Fridays if you place your order by noontime on Thursdays. And they're great cold water oysters, and they're just perfect. And it's just a great way to social distance. You're in your campsite. The campsites at those two campgrounds were ample, and there was a trail down to the lake, so we didn't even have to, you know, see people if we didn't want to.
Sounds
we
lovely.
Threw the kayaks in, and you know, just spent the late afternoon, evening on the lake, and it was beautiful.
Sounds beautiful. Thanks for the call, Brenda. I do want to turn to you on this idea, though. What if you're not really like an outdoorsy person? What would you recommend for someone who, you know, likes the idea of oysters getting delivered to them in a tent, but doesn't like the idea of being in a tent?
That's totally fair, because I am that person. I have actually never gone camping in my life, and I think that maybe that will be something I explore at some point, but I've definitely been always more on the urban city side as well, too. So, you know, something that would be really fun that I've just been thinking a lot about is, you know, similarly, like, I'd love to go kayaking on the Charles too. So how fun would it be if you got that Island Creek oyster delivery, you know, that next day delivery, brought some oysters out onto the Charles and just like shuck some oysters from your kayak or something as well too. Just getting really creative about, again, the space that we have here in the city, the ways that we can go outside the city too. So, you know, there's... Yes.
No, go ahead. You're just making me hungry here thinking about oysters. And I was going to ask Amy, she's in the land of the lobster roll. What makes a good lobster roll up there in Maine, Amy?
Oh, boy. I have a whole treatise on what makes a good, if you want to hear, I'll make it quick. Okay.
Yeah.
So we are going to be stopping at my personal favorite lobster shack is McClune's, which is in South Thomaston, Maine. Okay, here, quickly. I think a split top bun is great, although there's a place called the Clam Shack in Kennebunkport, which makes a fantastic lobster roll, and that is on a bun that they have made at a local bakery, so we make an exception for them. I believe that the mayo must be mixed with the lobster meat right before per serving, or else it degrades the meat and it loses its flavor. So one thing I love about McLoone's is they put the mayo in the bun as opposed to mixing it with the meat. So it, they treat it like a condiment, which is what it is. And so, and then also, I'm not a big fan of lettuce. I think lettuce gets slimy very quickly in the presence filler. Of mayonnaise. Yep, or hot butter. You don't need it. If you need something crunchy, maybe a little diced celery, but keep it kind of simple and perfect, because that's what makes the lobster roll so magical.
Yeah, then there's the only butter crowd. There's, you know, you could start a war here.
Only butter. The thing with only butter is you need to have the meat has to be room temperature or slightly warmed. If it's cold, the butter congeals the second it hits the meat, and that doesn't work. But then on the other side, if you reheat the lobster in the butter, there's the risk of overcooking. So you want to be very gentle heat. Those are my tips.
It sounds delightful. I'm gonna follow you up there to Maine in an RV. I want to see if I can squeeze in one more call here. We have Lydia calling from Somerville. Hi, Lydia. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Where have you been going this summer?
Well, I've just been checking out more of the Mass Audubon wildlife reservation sites. Normally, pre-pandemic, I kind of just went to the obvious ones like Drumlin Farm or the Blue Hills. But since, you know, we've been at home, I've been looking for short day hikes kind of in and around Boston and in Massachusetts. And they have so many different sites that, like, I'd never even heard of on the north. And they break it down by region and North Shore, Central Mass, Western Mass, South Shore, and the Cape.
What's your favorite one that you've been to?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I love Joppa Flats. That's the only one that's not open. I love in Belmont, there's Habitat, which they have goats that you can go see. That's fun for kids, too. And then I'm really looking forward to, I want to check out the Daniel Webster site, which is on the South Shore in Marshfield.
And how are you viewing these sites differently this year with the pandemic?
Well, I feel like normally I kind of take Massachusetts landscape for granted, you know, because I'm so used to it. I grew up here and from here. But now with this pandemic, I'm kind of realizing that in these places that I don't normally think of as beautiful or as places to seek out, they really are beautiful. And kind of the smaller things, just like whether it's like a brook or a riverside or just like a grassy meadow, really are quite pretty.
That is beautiful. Thank you for the call, Lydia. You know,
yeah.
Amy, Brenda, I've been doing that too a little bit. You know, we did a day trip to Essex and we went up to J.T. Farnham's and got a basket of fried clams and looked out over the saltwater estuary there and just enjoyed some time outside and also supporting, you know, a place that you remember from your childhood that you want to make sure is still there. Are you hearing that a lot from folks, people going out there trying to support the businesses and places that they love?
Yes, I'm seeing a lot of that. There are two other organizations that I think people have rediscovered. There's the Trustees of Reservations, which also is an organization that, you know, protects wild places, beautiful day trip destinations all over the state, and historic New England as well. There are a lot of historic homes that are doing limited tours right now. My favorite one is Beauport in Gloucester, just an incredibly beautiful waterfront home with an incredible history and the most beautiful room. So look into those if you're looking for day trips.
And there are places to go that are tea accessible and maybe not that expensive or fancy, right, Brenda?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just right off the Red Line, you can just head over to Quincy and Wollaston Beach and, you know, go and get some fried clams there as well. So I recently went to Tony C's and just took my fried clams, sat out by Wollaston and just looked out into the water. Not too far away from Wollaston and Quincy are the quarries as well, which are just really beautiful to just do like a little climb as well too. And it just has all this street art and graffiti there. So it's just visually stimulating.
So you don't have to rent an RV.
Yes.
Sorry,
and
go ahead, Amy.
The Harbor Islands are another sort of accessible destination right out of Boston. When I used to live in the North End and didn't own a car, I would just hop on a boat and go out to the Harbor Islands for the day. It's really affordable and it's just gorgeous out there. And you get a boat ride.
Yeah, it's a win-win. And Brenda, we only have a few seconds left here, but I do understand that Boston's losing you, a lifelong New Englander. So
yes.
Has that made you see things in a different lens?
Oh, absolutely. So this is actually my last week in Boston right now, and I am about to take the Amtrak out to the West Coast to move to San Francisco. So I think that in itself is going to be a really different experience in terms of how I chose to travel for this move and try to also maintain safety. So I decided to go on the route with the train so that way I could still be able to see the sights along the way and, you know, go through the Rockies and see the sights from the Amtrak. And it's going to be really hard for me to leave Boston, but it's definitely making me just see the city in a whole different light, see New England in a different light, and just really taking it all in and, you know, just re-exploring all the beauty that I may have missed all along.
Well, Brenda, we'll miss you here at Radio Boston. That's
thank you.
That's Brenda Wynn. She's a, for this week, Boston-based travel writer who runs Wandering Boston Eater. It's a travel and food Instagram. Brenda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us was Amy Traverso. She's a senior food editor for Yankee Magazine, joining us from her RV in Maine. Amy, thank you as well.
Thanks for having me.